Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Geert Lauder. Houston Congressman Al Green says he's using some of his remaining time in office to once again file articles of impeachment against President Trump. Green made his comments on today's Hello Houston.
The president has allowed ICE and CBP to become a paramilitary force that is unchecked. In fact, it has become judge, jury, prosecutor, and executioner in some cases.
The longtime Houston lawmaker lost in May's Democratic primary runoff to Congressman Christian Menefee. He's unsuccessfully filed articles of impeachment during Trump's first and second terms. Green also told today's Hello Houston he's endorsing Democrat James Tallarico in the race for U.S. Senate. Lawmakers in Austin are looking at a new proposal that could dramatically change how kids use social media. News 88.7 Shelby Rose has more.
Texas lawmakers say social media is fueling a youth mental health crisis, so they want to do something about it. This includes looking at features like infinite scrolling, personalized algorithms, beauty filters, and push notifications. Supporters say there's growing evidence social media companies know exactly how addictive their platforms can be. Houston Representative Jolanda Jones asked child online safety advocate Maureen Molak to point to internal meta messages disclosed in a New Mexico court.
First person says, "Oh my gosh, y'all, Instagram is a drug." The next person says, "LOL, I mean, all social media, we're basically pushers."
They pushers.
Pushers.
They refer to themselves as drug dealers.
But Texas lawmakers have been unable to reach an agreement on the issue in previous sessions. They're due back in Austin in January. I'm Shelby Rose, News 88.7.
There's baseball at Daikin Park tonight as the Astros start a weekend series against the Athletics. First pitch is just after 7. Heat advisory remains in effect until 7 tomorrow night. Overnight low.